It looked like a coup as tanks rolled into the nation's capital overnight.
Military police and a tank. Wow, it's real.
And soldiers took over the state broadcaster. But Zimbabwean General Sibusiso Moyo denied it.
We wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover.
Robert Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe by fear for 37 years, is now under house arrest. 93 years old and in failing health, he is regarded by his critics as a brutal tyrant who ran the country into the ground. He's perhaps best remembered for sending out bands of thugs who seized white-owned farms, drove off owners, killed livestock, and then left the land fallow. The economy went into free fall, unemployment soared, the Zimbabwean dollar was printed in denominations of billions. Despite this, Mugabe's grip on power only strengthened. But ultimately, it may have been his wife Grace, nearly half his age, who was his undoing when he tried to position her as his potential successor. Known as Gucci Grace for her lavish shopping sprees and flamboyant fashion choices, she was Mugabe's secretary before entering politics 2 years ago. Now, her husband is in the military's custody. Power, finally, may be slipping from Mugabe's hands. No one knows where Grace Mugabe is. There are rumors she's already fled the country. And with Robert Mugabe under house arrest, Anthony, Zimbabweans are waiting to see if he will step down.
Deborah Pata. Thanks, Deborah.